Pertussis is an endemic or common disease in the U.S., with frequent outbreaks and peaks every 3 to 5 years. In 2012, 48,000 cases were reported to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, but many cases are not diagnosed and therefore not reported. DOH Escambia reports 4 confirmed cases this year, including 2 in the same household.
In children who were not vaccinated in that family, they got the disease from someone outside of the family, we think.
County Health Director Dr. John Lanza says whooping cough is a vaccine-preventable illness, but can be highly contagious to non-vaccinated and under-vaccinated individuals. It's especially dangerous to newborns, those with weakened immune systems, and older adults.
Especially grandparents and or parents who may have grandchildren or their own children around, they can sometimes pass this disease on to those who are not vaccinated. We've had a lot of issues with pertussis over the past several years because of the refusal of some parents and families to have their children vaccinated.
Pertussis is spread from person to person through the droplets from a cough. The main symptom is a cough that lasts 2 weeks to several months, and it can be very serious.
And it gets the name whoop from children, younger children, that have that kind of a sound, a whooping sound, at the end of their cough.
Besides families, Lanza says that the disease can spread easily in other settings where there are close contacts among individuals, such as summer camps and group child care.
It's mostly an issue with the very young. They develop a severe cough, vomiting, sleep loss, and death has occurred, although rare, in newborns because they are too young to be protected and they pick it up from someone around them.
Since pertussis is a bacterial disease as opposed to viral illnesses such as measles and chickenpox, the fight against it can continue after contraction.
Most of the viruses that we have vaccines for are not really treatable as such, but this is a bacterial disease that we do have a vaccine for that is treatable with medications, antibiotics that we currently have. Of course, the best thing is not to get the disease because you're fully vaccinated.
Everyone age 6 weeks and up is eligible for the pertussis vaccine, and many teens and adults who were vaccinated as small children may now need a booster shot.
Now we're using the acellular pertussis vaccine. There's the need to have a booster in the teen years, and also in adults, it's important to have a booster of pertussis, and it's usually a Tdap, or tetanus, diphtheria, pertussis vaccine, generally available nowadays.
Information about whooping cough, what should be done if infected, and vaccination options are available at EscambiaHealth.com. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.